What you're about to experience are my opinions and truths. I'm suggesting these possibilities for you to consider, enabling you to come up with your own conclusions.
Ella, do we know how the fire started? Any chemicals we can trace?
So far, all we've got is paraffin oil, which is highly flammable, but also like everywhere, even in crayons. So color at your own risk.
It doesn't help us narrow the suspects.
Yeah, but this might. Okay, so based on the burn pattern, which is pretty gnarly in this case, it looks like the highest concentration of accelerant was placed, well, here.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Lucifer.
I mean, I've heard of hot pans, but this really brings new meaning to the term fire crotch, doesn't
Lucifer.
It? Wait, I have more. Smokey Robinson, Weekend at Bernie's.
Is Bernie Bush?
Oh, very good. That was actually me, by the way, so don't tell anyone.
Hey, guys, dead body.
Ladies and gentlemen, codebreakers around the world, wherever you may be, my name is Logan. I'm going to be your tour guide for this presentation on the topic of the burning bush. The burning bush decoded, and you're seeing the vision of Zeus here. That was what I was trying to get across. Why Zeus? Well, it's Jupiter in the Roman tradition, but Zeus is the king of the gods. Zeus is the only planet that has a third eye on it. It's called the Great Red Spot. It's the largest planet. Is the question I want to throw to you is, could Zeus be the God of the Bible? Could it be the Yod? The King of the Gods, the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, the God of the Bible, the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh Elohim, which, you know, are the council of the gods. But could Zeus be the Yod? And is it having visions? And the story through these ancient texts, the Bible being one of them. Well, the reason why I showed this in the beginning, off of Lucifer and Netflix and Fox, originally aired on Fox. The episode was Sin Eater. It was season 2, episode 3. And right here is where they were studying a burn victim that is dead. And here is Ella, right? One of the forensic people. So I'm just going to show you on IMDb kind of the quotations. And as she says, you know, based on the burn patterns, looks like the highest concentration of accelerant was placed, and they point to the crotch. And that's when Lucifer comes in with his sarcasm, goodness gracious, great balls of fire. But the reason why I wanted to show you this and what I caught, which I know is going to blow your mind because it will make so much more sense, is right here that Ella says, the burning bush. And Lucifer says, oh, very good. That was actually me, by the way. Don't tell anybody. So what Lucifer's saying here when she says the burning bush is that this was me. This was me, but don't tell anybody. Lucifer Morningstar. Could it be? Well, I'm going to show you the crazy connections of this, and I will blow your mind, I promise you. So that was kind of the start of it here. So we're going to go right to the scripture. It's in the second book, the second episode, the second book, the second episode, I mean, the third episode, second season, season 2, episode 3, chapter 3, verse 2. See the numbers there? Can't get any more clear than that. So it says, the angel of Yahweh appeared in a flame of fire of the mists of a bush. The bush burned with fire and the bush was not consumed. So, we're going to go right to the episode. And we're going to decode a little bit from here. First, I saw and noticed, besides the episode and season, was the fact that overall it was season two. So it was the 16th overall episode. And it was episode number three. And you could see that we now have a very strong connection to what the Greeks called the rising of Venus. It's phosphorus. The star that heralds the sun. The light bringer, Lucifer, morning star. So you have the 163 here, the 163 there, and then we had that connection between season two, episode three, and chapter three, verses two. See how these numbers are all starting to become sequenced here. They're in patterns. So we have the phosphorus here. So we're going to chase this phosphorus. And you can read with me down here. It says phosphorus and Lucifer are connected through their shared meanings, bringer of light. So in ancient Greek, phosphorus referred to Venus as the morning star, the radiant planet that rises just before dawn. Okay, the sun of the morning, that's the dawn time. That's Lucifer, signaling the coming light. So this star in the sky tells you that it's the sun's coming. Okay, so it was Venus in its pre-dawn brilliance. So we have a big connection here between Lucifer and Venus and the sun, because it's telling you the sun's coming. So this 163 in mathematics is fascinating because it is the 38th prime number. Prime numbers, if you don't know what those are, you should start to take notice, because they're like standalone numbers. They're like, I would reference them as king or queen numbers. Well, 163 being the 38th prime number, I knew what the 38 was. I have a lot of these words memorized. And there it is. It's David. And we go to the modern because David is, we're now tying it to the Star of David. Could the Star of David just be Venus? I know people reference it to Saturn. But could David be just Venus? Well, keep in mind that Jesus Christ himself references himself to being the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. So now you have this uncanny connection between Jesus and, in this case, phosphorus, and in this case, Lucifer. And in the show, Lucifer, of course, he gets visited by his brother, Michael. No coincidence there. But again, folks, the connections are mind-blowing, if you ask me. So the question is just Jesus Lucifer? Well, I'll leave that up to you as the observer. Let's take a look at the numerology of the date this episode aired. Now, I'm using the solar numerology, meaning that the month of March in the Tropic of Cancer is the first month. And I was born, this show was aired in the Tropic of Cancer. October, octagon. So the solar is the eighth month, not the 10th. That's a Gregorian month. So it's the eighth month, you add the 10, the 20, and the 16, and you get 54. I told you we would be getting to Zeus because of this right here. See, again, this is the third eye of Zeus, which is Sagittarius, which is the ninth zodiac sign classically. Well, this 54, connecting it to chemistry and going back to numerology, we have a very strong candidate now as Zeus being the Yod, the king of the gods, the god of the Bible. It's Zeus. And the connecting point is the element iron. This is one of iron's stable isotopes. It has four. And this is the original numerology of the Yod, of course. This is the original numerology of Zeus. Okay? From the originals. And there they are connected with this element called iron. Remember that we have iron in our blood. Necessary. And this will tie to Mars, and we're going to get to that because Mars is iron. We're going to get to the Mars energy, and you're going to see how it's connected to the burning bush. So there's a strong candidacy here for Zeus being the Yod. But where does Lucifer come into all of this as the burning bush? Well, we're going to go back to this now because what the scripture says is that the angel of Yahweh, so it would indicate the angel of Zeus. And here is the numerology of that. Angel of the Yod. Okay, there's the 26. Now, the 37 is going to be in question, but let's look at this total and start to connect it to outside sources, the first one being the Mighty Tarot. The 63rd card in the tarot is the Queen of Swords. This is also going to be tied to the Flower of Life, the Star of Bethlehem, as I already shown many times. The Queen of Swords is the Queen of Clarity. Not lying. It's not a card of lying at all. It completely tells the truth. And this is something that is a trait of Lucifer, by the way, if you study that energy. Well, this card comes from, or is attached to, the card of Illumination, which is what I call these, the playing cards. It's the Queen of Spades. And the Queen of Spades is card number 51, which is connected to the numerology of Lucifer. Now, this is a humdinger because Lucifer comes from the Latin spelling. Comes from the Latin. So we have to use the Latin cipher, which is on Dakota, that you can get for free and start doing it yourself. The Latin numerology cipher is what we use to decode Lucifer because it is and does originate from the Latin Vulgate on Isaiah 14 verses 12. 14 verses 12 is 26. 14 plus 12 is 26. So these are very big denominators in this presentation already. Well, let's keep going. I'm going to show you something in the mainstream that happened back in 1963, the inoculation of this Buddhist monk during the Vietnam time, where there was a Catholic ruler which was not allowing the flag of the monks to be flown. So this monk sets himself on fire. Now, what does that have to do with the burning bush? Fire. What does that have to do with Lucifer? Well, when you look at this date, this is off of my Killing in the Name. I've already decoded that. Not many people watch this one. Of course, this is referencing Rage Against the Machine. Killing in the Name. That's exactly what this monk did. He sacrificed himself. Imagine setting yourself on fire. Imagine getting that code. Well, you could see the date. Just using the tarot cards. This event happened on the 11th of June, 1963. Here are the cards in the tarot. And you could do this yourself with dates on a calendar. The big standout is 1963. 19 is the sun. Sun is fire. Fire, burning bush. Fire. And then 63 is the Queen of Swords. So how can an event in the mainstream that happened in 1963, how in the heck can it be connected to the burning bush that supposedly happened thousands of years ago? Well, because see, we live in a world that is scripted. We're in a movie. This is a movie. This, you're watching a movie. We are in a movie. You could do this with your own. Whatever year you were born, 19, whatever. Take the tarot card. As long as you don't go above 78, you'd have to subtract down. I mean, this is Jesus. I didn't come to bring peace, but a sword. Yeah, there's the sword right there. See, so Jesus and Lucifer are tied right together. And I just find it so uncanny the fact that the angel of Yahweh is 63, and there it is, and this event happened in 63, which was the inoculation of this man right here for religion. Killing in the name of... Okay, you see that right there? So the messenger came, told him to set himself on fire, killing in the name of religion. Okay, the drama on the world stage, the burning bush. So we start to take a look at these characters. We have Zeus. The postulation here is Zeus, Yahweh. Now, if you watch my Yod Heh Vav Heh Decoded, I showed that is exactly what it was pointing to. Zeus is Yahweh. That's what it was in that decode. But now we have the story of Prometheus. Now, is Prometheus Lucifer? My final answer is yes. Without any question, Prometheus was a Titan. Zeus is an Olympian. But during the battle of the Olympians and Titans, Prometheus sided with the Olympians and was salvaged. Keep in mind that in the story of the Olympians and Titans, Prometheus was born before Zeus. Prometheus is older than Zeus. Zeus is an offspring of the Titans. But nevertheless, Zeus, the bigger guy, the bigger god, chained him to a rock for his disobedience of giving fire to humans, which of course is knowledge. And this is where you get the knowledge of good and evil. This is tied to Lucifer. Prometheus has that story. And then the eagle of Zeus, plucked away at his liver. And the liver in the body is tied to Zeus. The largest organ in the body is tied to the largest planet, which is Zeus. And I think that this just may be the accuracy that we're looking for here. So this is the angel of Zeus, Prometheus. And Prometheus, through the story, if you read it, was given the authority to create mankind. And this is where you're going to get him being part of the Elohim. That's for a later story that I'm going to talk about. But anyway, let's do some more numerology to show you how crazy this is, how amazing these numbers are. So here we have the angel of Yahweh, 63, already tied to the Queen of Swords. And then we have the Hebrew gematria, the full gematria of Lucifer. Now this is Halil, called the Shining One, being tied to the 75 of the alchemology of Angel of Yahweh. Now, if you don't know what alchemology is, you can check out my video on alchemology and what it's just taking numerology and moving it into chemistry. All these letters become elements on the periodic table. And this is a big, big tool to use in your decoding efforts. So there is the angel, the messenger in the alchemology. It connects to Lucifer. And then we can take a look at Prometheus. The numerology of Prometheus is 129. The straight up original word for Prometheus is 129, and the alchemology of Angel of Yahweh is 129. So again, if you have not been using the alchemology, you should, because it's very important. It's a very big tool to use. So we have the connection here. We have the connection here, and we have the connection here to here. And then we have the alchemology of Zeus. Zeus being 54. Okay, these are big standouts now. Pointing to Zeus being the Yod, and the messenger, the angel of Yahweh, is Lucifer, Prometheus. And then the story goes, he gets thrown out or he leaves, yada, yada, yada. So now you get into this Prometheus character being tied to Zeus. And of course the story is, and the reason why he gets chained up to that rock is because he gave knowledge to humans. And again, this is the story of the serpent in Genesis. I mean, running simultaneously, these running side by side. It's the serpent in Genesis, and now it's in Greek mythology where Zeus punishes Prometheus for giving the fire to humans. That is the knowledge, the wisdom, and all the other things that come with it. There's even the, cooking food, heating food up. Okay? because Prometheus felt bad for humanity. That's what this mythology says here, right? So the punishment, again, he gets chained to the rock. And then the eagle comes and eats his liver every day. And then he gets set free by Hercules. That's how the story goes. So let's look at these two. Before he gets casted out, before he leaves, whatever that looks like, this is, and we're looking at chemistry now, right? Where Prometheum is Prometheus. And then obviously we have the yod being tied to Zeus. And again, I will be clear, there's Zeus right there in the alchemology. So we have Lucifer being tied to the alchemology of the angel messenger, the word in Hebrew. And then we have Zeus being tied to the alchemology right there. See? So these are big deals. And I don't think there's any doubt about it. I don't think there's any doubt about this anymore. So it's iron and Mars energy. And Mars is fire, ruling over Aries, which is a fire sign, and the burning bush, and Prometheum, right? Those two. And you can add these up. You can start doing it yourself. I'm going to leave that to some of you. But what you're going to see is that this element right here leads to Prometheus being tied to Zeus and the messenger. And that means Prometheus, without a shadow of a doubt, is Lucifer. There is no doubt about it. And this is not nothing new. I mean, many of you know this already, but this confirms it. So if you were looking for confirmation beyond just the stories and an opinion, well, here is support, because this right here, Xenon, is the element of Zeus through the numerology of Zeus. Now, it is here, of course, because it's the isotope 54. So we have the yod being tied to Zeus 1,000%, and then we have Zeus being tied to Prometheus as they pair up. And we have Xenon as one of its stable isotopes of 129. Xenon is, you know, if you go to the movies, well, you're probably watching on the movie screen, it's produced by a xenon bulb, and we're in a movie, you see. And that's how crazy scripted this whole thing is. Okay, xenon has the lightning bolt. If you look at if I go to the periodic table and we look at xenon, there's the lightning bolt of Zeus. Okay, I mean, it's ridiculous how scripted it is, but you can now see it. Now you know. And the 50s, you know, all these elements, by the way, the one that normally is tied to Zeus is the tin, but all of these, 52, 53, 54, look how big these are. Iodine, the I am, tellurium is earth, ruling over earth, antimony tied to all seeing eye of Horus. These are all the 50s are tied to Zeus. And now you can see how it's tied to Prometheus, which I have no doubt is the angel in Exodus 3 verses 2. And confirms what the writers portrayed in the show Lucifer on Sin Eater. Okay, so if we bring in the card system into all of this, this amazing system, man, it tells its own truth, but it confirms, and we bring in several different layers here now. So I have circled, there's the messenger of Yahweh. And the total is 37 if we break it apart. The 37th card in the deck is the Jack of Diamonds. This is one of the Jesus cards because the J stands for Jesus. This is the connection between Lucifer and Jesus. And then I go to Solar Spread 37 to connect to that 37, to connect to that 37. And it's ruled by Mars. I told you we'd be getting to the Mars energy. And remember, Mars is tied to right here, iron. Okay, iron is Mars's element. So now we have a Mars connection here. You can see that it sits in the Mars line, horizontally and vertically. This is the Mars space. So the angel of Yahweh, or we know now the messenger of Zeus, Prometheus and Zeus, this becomes Prometheus. And he becomes an angel of fire because this is Mars and Mars is Aries and Aries is a fire sign. And these jacks, if you got my book called The Cards of Earth's Casino, I did a soft release to the general public, you'd know that the jacks are the knights. The red jacks, the jack of hearts and the jack of diamonds, are the white knights. And the white represents fire, purity, the burning bush. So we have major confirmations from several different modalities and the decoding tools that we use here at Decode Reality. And we just, you know, again, adding the chess pieces on is fascinating. But then I also have spotlighted the King of Clubs, because you see, this card is the Jupiter card. See, the sits in the Jupiter line vertically, Jupiter line horizontally. This is the Zeus card. And what is it? The King of Clubs. It is the king on the chessboard. This is card number 26. And there's the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh's numerology. This is called the Mastermind card. So we have the angel of the mastermind. We have the angel of the mastermind. We have the fire of Mars, the burning bush, for Zeus. And this is the Black King, the King of Clubs. This is the Thinking King, the 26. So you're beginning to start to see how magical the card system is, tied to theology, tied to numerology, tied to chess. So we have ancient text, one. We have numerology, two. We have the cards, three. And then we have chess, four. Four different layers we've successfully synchronized together. And I just think it's amazing how all this stuff kind of brings it together. So I'm now going to go to Thomas John Ellis and his numerology, his astrology chart. Now, I want to be clear. I do not have his birth time. So I'm showing two different variations on the clock here. Okay, but the celestials will not be inaccurate. They will be absolutely where they're supposed to be. He's got his Zeus in Cancer, his moon in Taurus. I'm using MasteringTheZodiac.com, the most accurate astrology system you can use. And this is how crazy scripted Thomas John Ellis is, being the angel of Yahweh here and the burning bush. So where is his sun located? He was born on November 17th, 1978. Well, his sun is in Libra. And Libra is the seventh sign. And then I can connect it to Chinese. Guess what the Chinese for 1978 is? It's the year of the horse. Sign number seven in the Chinese. So the horse is Libra. And his sun is there. And the sun represents what? Fire. He also has his Uranus here. And Uranus represents heaven, the fall from heaven. Now, what is that symbol? What is Venus? I mean, what is Libra's symbol? The Alpha and Omega, which is Genesis 1 verses 8 and Revelation 1 verses 8. The Alpha and the Omega. Lucifer is part of that. I would say he's the Omega. The end. Portrays the end. Fire. But there is no doubt about it. And these connections, to me, are absolutely mind-blowing. And there's so much more because of the fact that, like the chess, there's the white knight, fire, the angel. Okay? And what is this chess piece, folks? It's a horse. It's a horse. Are you seeing this? So he has his horse in Libra, which is the Alpha and Omega, where his sun is, and the sun is fire. He was born in 1978, which is the year of the horse. The horse is the seventh Chinese. Libra is the seventh zodiac sign. There are no coincidences. This man, chosen to play Lucifer, was supposed to be chosen to play Lucifer. So another look at his astrological chart with all the placements. Again, this is a different snapshot of time. The zodiac signs and the celestials remain the same. It's just the dial gets twisted. But what I wanted to point out are the uncanny, crazy things that this man is scripted to play out here. His, first and foremost, his Mercury and Poseidon is an Ophiuchus. And this is the value of this system because this system includes the hidden sign of Ophiuchus. Ophiuchus is the serpent bearer. And what is Lucifer known as? The serpent. He has his Mercury there. Here is the symbol of Mercury. See the devil horns right there? It's right there in the U. It's right there in Mercury. And his Mercury is in the serpent bearer. Then he also has, sitting right on top of Mercury, Poseidon. And Poseidon has the pitchfork, the devil's pitchfork. The symbol of Poseidon or Neptune is the trident, which is the pitchfork, the devil's pitchfork. So he has it here, he has it here. He has it here with the serpent. His name in Latin is Lucifer 51. He was born in Cardiff, Wales, which has a latitude north of 51. The Cardiff, Wales flag has a dragon on it. The great dragon got hurled down. Are you seeing this, ladies and gentlemen? So, you see, the question I throw out to you, how can, on earth, can mankind get it this way? All of these layers. Layer after layer after layer after layer. One layer, two layer, three layer, four layer, five layer, six layer. Six different layers here. And if we include this, seven big ones. And I'm not even talking, I'm not even bringing Venus into this and Virgo and Pluto and Virgo. There's so many connections with this guy and his astrological chart. And being born in the year of the horse. And the horse is right there as the messenger of Zeus. And I know that this is what this means. The messenger of Zeus is Lucifer. Or maybe was. This is why when you watch the show, he's always yelling up to his dad. Well, not always, but yelling at his father. So the story goes. So the story goes. So let's get to the tail end of this decode and now look at the Shem. This is another Hebrew, the explicit name. This is all in in the Torah as well. And we're going to look at the 72 angels and demons. And I'm just going to point to 37 because this is the angel of Yahweh. Right there. The messenger, Lucifer. 37, right? In the context of this example, Lucifer gets the 37. So I'm going to go to the 37th angel and demon and look at what we have. The angel is Hanael. And the demon is Phoenix. Phoenix. The phoenix rising. Now, when we look at this, here is another connection between Lucifer, Phosphorus, and Venus. It's right there. Hanael is generally, I didn't write this, but now we have a major, major connection here. We have the angel of Venus, which is what Jesus is tied to, because Jesus says, I am the bright morning star, which is Venus. So you have Jesus and Lucifer here, and maybe, just maybe, this is what it is. The fall of Lucifer is when he turns into the phoenix, and the phoenix rises, and it's the burning bush, and the phoenix is always portrayed as fire. Are you seeing this? Even the demon of Phoenix. It says, Phoenix hopes to return to heaven after 1,200 years. So this is a big deal right here. Major big deal. So I'm like, okay, well, let's take a look at this. Let's do the numerology of the scripture that they have highlighted in the middle. All of these do. Psalms 80 verses 3. And what do we get for a numerology? 145, which is the isotope of promethium. So see, this is how the code works. You just got to dig. And the value of numerology from the original Hebrew, folks. And is there any doubt? Is there any doubt at all? And maybe, just maybe, folks, this is where you get Michael and the dragon here. Through the context of this. These two. Hanayel, and Hanayel is feminine, Venus. So this is the contrast of light and dark. The angel and the demon, and Phoenix becomes part of the... And if you're a fan of Brashears and Archaics, well, the folks, I have 5 Phoenixes tattooed on my right arm. I got those long before I met Jason from Archaics. But of course, since we're all scripted, we're all playing out a movie, I was supposed to meet Jason. I did a decode on the Phoenix. We talked about it. The Phoenix rises back to Venus. This is love. The fall. The Phoenix. So the last, I have 2 more slides. Here is the numerology of Hanayel and Phoenix. And folks, look at the numerology of Phoenix. It's the same numerology as Lucifer. So is there any doubt what the Phoenix is and how I'm tied to it? I got 5 Phoenixes tattooed. My parents had a Pontiac Phoenix when I grew up. They don't know anything about this kind of stuff because we live in a scripted reality. Hanael is Venus. So we have Lucifer and we have Jesus. This is Jesus up here and Lucifer down here. And they feed off of one another. Good cop, bad cop, as we've been talking about for so very long. Remember, in Lucifer in the show, he's the one who is the punisher. Punishes you for doing bad. Fire. Down below. And this is the fiery pits of hell. Gehenna. And Sheol. That's why it says right here that he hopes to return to heaven. Phoenix does. So I don't think there's any doubt about it. And I'll leave you all with this. And I'm going to extend upon this. I have more slides and an extension on this, but this is where you have Prometheus, a.k.a. Lucifer, a.k.a. Venus, at one point, being tied to the serpent. You know, this is the serpent in Genesis, wanting to give... You know, remember, Adam and Eve, they had no idea they were naked. Oblivious. And then he gives them the knowledge, and then they realize, holy shit, we're naked, and they made... clothes and they hid in the bushes and all that stuff. And this is why you have Lucifer being banished, being punished. And this is why you have Zeus punishing Prometheus for stealing fire and giving it to the humans. So these stories are told in a different way, but they have the same meaning. And there's no one better way than the other at all. Zero, zilcho. So now we have major confirmation. We have a final answer. Lucifer's Prometheus. And even Jesus is tied to Prometheus. And I have no doubt that it's these two right here. This is what this whole thing is all about. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so that's what I got. I appreciate each and every one of you for being here, for supporting this great research. This one is a dandy. This was a humdinger. I love this decode. I loved it a lot. One of my favorites, just because of the reveal that it showed on things. And I have no doubt that, you know, Zeus is the king of the gods. Prometheus is even the trickster, you know. But there is no question anymore that these are the 1 + 1 = 2 kind of things. So ladies and gentlemen, that's all I got for today. My name is Logan Ford, Decode Your Reality. Until next time, we will see you later.